Aung San Suu Kyi is perhaps Myanmar's most famous person. Her long pro-democracy struggle earned her international praise and a Nobel Peace Prize, and that was before she finally led her political party to power in 2015. But that power comes with a tricky power-sharing arrangement with Myanmar's military. And that military, in recent months, it has engaged in a violent campaign against the Rohingya ethnic minority in Myanmar. Thousands of people have been killed, and so many have fled to Bangladesh that there are currently more Rohingyas there than in Myanmar. Poppy McPherson is a journalist based in Southeast Asia. She says that while Aung San Suu Kyi is facing international condemnation, including calls to strip her of her Nobel Prize, her politics are widely accepted domestically.
There are several theories which are sort of always put out there as to why she's not spoken up on behalf of the Rohingya. One of which is that she is afraid to do so because if she does so, then the military will very easily paint her as a Muslim sympathizer, which unfortunately in the country, to sympathize with the Rohingya is very unpopular. The vast majority of Burmese people hold very strong views about the Rohingya. They're widely deemed to be illegal immigrants. Even very, very senior ministers within Aung San Suu Kyi's close circle have come out and said, well, we don't really know what you're talking about because the Rohingya are not an ethnic minority in Myanmar. Mm. So for her to come out and say this is wrong, she would not only potentially put herself in the position of alienating the military with whom she shares this very fragile balance of power, but also be alienating a large part of the country, really.
Mm.
But on the other hand, Aung San Suu Kyi is, you know, the de facto leader of the country. She's answering to the international community. She was such a voice for human rights for so long. It is perfectly natural that people are disappointed that she has sided with the military on this.
A few months ago, you wrote a profile of Aung San Suu Kyi for The Guardian. You spoke with several analysts and former advisors and other people who know her pretty well. What did they tell you about her personality and leadership style?
She's widely, you know, believed to be a very eloquent speaker, a very stubborn person, very single-minded in her drive to steer Myanmar's future. But it may be that she's not necessarily open to criticism. She's said to be very hostile to anybody who criticizes her. And so when organizations like the UN are coming out and saying, well, why aren't you doing anything about ethnic cleansing? So what people in Myanmar have been telling me is that she's becoming a little bit alienated by Western powers, which formerly kind of lauded her as a great advocate of human rights and are now pointing the finger at her.
Was there one diplomat who told you that he thought that Aung San Suu Kyi is closer to a Margaret Thatcher than we might believe?
Yes, exactly. The diplomat described Aung San Suu Kyi as a much more socially conservative leader than many people in the West expected. I think many people in the West expected her to be much more left-leaning than she actually is. She's a member of the Bamar majority, and so she's conservative in line with Burmese society, really.
There was a lot of hope in Myanmar when Aung San Suu Kyi's party took over the government after the election 2 years ago. With a Nobel laureate at the helm, freed from house arrest after many years, it seemed like the sky was the limit for Myanmar. Are people disillusioned now?
I think at the moment there's a sense of fear. There's a sense that this situation on the border, many people are very worried that it's going to become a national security threat, which you can argue that is of Myanmar's own making. Myanmar has oppressed these people for so long, kept them in camps, denied them the opportunities to go to higher education, to travel around freely. And now many people are afraid that they've become a national security threat. And the irony of that is very difficult.
That was Poppy McPherson, a reporter based in Southeast Asia.